The prophet Elijah lived in times of decadence and apostasy. As the Lord's spokesman to the northern kingdom, Elijah had to contend with the growing unfaithfulness of the people of Israel. King Ahab, influenced by his Phoenician wife Jezebel, became a worshipper of Baal, the chief god of the Canaanites. It was not long before the entire northern kingdom was serving this foreign god. Only a small remnant remained faithful to the Lord, the God of Israel. Ahab's son, Ahaziah, followed his father's example. Worship of the golden calves, established by the founder of the northern kingdom, Jeroboam, some 60 years before, and the worship of Baal, instituted by Ahab and Jezebel, were maintained throughout the country. Elijah had to fight against the increasing paganism of the Israelites and their rejection of the Lord, the God of their fathers. Hated and feared by the idolatrous kings of Israel, to whom he had the task of announcing God's judgment, Elijah had risked his life many times. Ahab's evil wife, Queen Jezebel, pursued the prophet with her murderous hatred as Elijah unremittingly announced divine punishment on the royal family and on the people of Israel. Then the time came for Elijah's departure. He and Elisha, his servant, who was to succeed him in the prophetic ministry, were at Gilgal, a town lying to the north of Bethel. The prophet said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord is sending me to Bethel." But Elisha would not leave him. "As surely as the Lord lives," he replied, "I will not leave you." So they went down together to Bethel, where there was a community of prophets. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "but do not speak of it." Then Elijah said to his companion, "Stay here, the Lord is sending me to Jericho." Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went together to Jericho. There was another community of prophets in this town. The prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "but do not speak of it." Then, for the third time, Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord is sending me to the Jordan." But Elisha still refused to leave his master, and replied as before, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on together. 50 men of the community of prophets at Jericho went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped by the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The waters of the river divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they were on the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not." Elisha's request for a double portion of the prophet's spirit indicated the role of spiritual heir in the prophetic ministry. According to the law of Moses, the firstborn of an Israelite family received a double portion of the inheritance. So Elisha was requesting to be recognized as Elijah's successor. This was a prerogative that only God could grant. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw the chariot and horses of fire and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." Then Elisha saw his master no more. He took hold of his clothes and tore them as a sign of mourning. Then he picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah's shoulders and went back to the Jordan River. Next episode, the beginning of Elisha's ministry.